We might call someone clever as a fox, but rarely would we call the same person smart as a flounder. An elephant never forgets, but who would vouch for even the short-term memory of a herring? A reputation for intellect has never attached much to fish, at least not among laymen. From the current issue of the journal Fish and Fisheries, we learn that scientists have reappraised the intelligence of fishes. I'm going to quote now. "Gone is the image of fish as drudging and dim-witted pea brains driven largely by instinct. Now, fish are regarded as steeped in social intelligence." Biologist Jens Krause of the University of Leeds in England is one of the authors of this appreciation of fish intelligence. And Dr. Krause, what is an example of the social intelligence of fish?
Well, I mean, one of the fundamental discoveries in recent years is that fish are capable of individually identifying one another. And this has been demonstrated in a number of different species. And I wouldn't necessarily say that all species can do that, but certainly some of them. And the fish are also capable of remembering past social interactions that they had with other fish. And so these are two things that we consider very important, individual recognition and being able to memorize past interactions.
Mm-hmm. Something rather remarkable from one of these articles is the news, not to you, that fish use tools.
Yeah, I mean, there are beginning to be studies on this aspect as well, which we commonly associate with primates and with birds and so on. But there's growing evidence that fish are capable of this as well. And in particular, there's a South American species of cichlid fish that is known to put its eggs on a leaf, and it carries them on the leaf like a tablet to, for instance, put them in a safe place. And so incidences like that are beginning to provide evidence that fish are capable of tool use as well.
Some of the examples of learned behavior cited involve behavior toward predators, and you find that in some cases fish actually learn how to react to predators.
That's right, yeah. I mean, in many cases fish need to learn what a predator looks like and what basically characterizes a predator and how it's different from other large fish which are not predatory. And they often learn this by observing the responses of other fish nearby. So if the other fish will show a fright response, then this fish will in future avoid this large fish and recognize it as a predator. So this is a form of social learning that is very widespread in many different species of fish.
And fish live in some form of social hierarchy in a school or align themselves with a particular shoal of fish because they fit in better there, is that right?
Well, this differs a bit from species to species. I mean, we know of many species of fish that live in shoals or schools, as they are called, where there's no particular hierarchy, and there are other species where the hierarchy is very strongly expressed. So this will differ from species to species, but in all of these cases, these social aggregations act as an information center where fish can exchange information with each other.
Now, I suppose humans can be excused a little ignorance about fish, since fish live most of their lives out of sight underwater, but humans have been fishing forever. If we've had it wrong about them, how would you explain this underestimation of the intelligence of fish?
Well, I think you have to watch fish very closely, I think, over longer time periods to really get an appreciation of the kind of things that fish are capable of. And I think humans have always been interested in the exploitation, the commercial exploitation of fish, but not necessarily in learning about their cognitive abilities. And that's something quite different. I think you have to look quite closely. But once you do, you actually see lots of evidence for transmission of traditions and cultural information in fish.
Well, Dr. Krause, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Jens Krause is a biologist at the University of Leeds and one of the contributors to an issue of the journal Fish and Fisheries devoted to the intelligence of fish.